Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm going to tell you a story today about one of the just most disgusting things I've ever smelled. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, you know, you're not going to exactly hear many people that are doing a podcast say, I'm going to tell you about something really gross in the promo for the show. But yes, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to start it out by telling you that it's National Cheese Steak Day. Yeah, no, I'll get there to the gross smell. and it's not, maybe, I don't know what you think, but it's not that. Yeah, so it's Cheese Steak Day today, and that is, of course, the sliced beef steak with melted cheese. You can even throw some cheese whiz on top, some onions. It's served in a hoagie. These originated at Pat's Steaks in Philly, which is why we call them generally Philly cheesesteaks. However, Philly does not have the world's record for the longest, biggest cheesesteak. That was set in Arizona back in 2011, 480 feet. Now we're going to get to the disgusting part. Well, actually, first, let me tell you, the world's record on eating, you know, the whole competitive eating thing, Joey Chestnut holds that record with 23 cheese steaks. Okay. So I used to DJ events and host events, and I actually hosted an event, the first event before he won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, his first entry into that, one of the precursors to that, like the preliminary rounds. I was involved in that event, and I sat just a few feet away from Joey Chestnut as he was dipping the bread in water, the hot dog bun in water, and just consuming hot dog after hot dog after hot dog. And let me tell you, after being at one of these competitive eating competitions and being that close to it, like right next to the table, I didn't eat a hot dog for about 10 years. The odor is just awful. So there you go. There's the gross story for today. I hope none of you are eating a hot dog right now. All right. One other event that I've got to tell you about for today. It is World Tuberculosis Day today. So this is to raise awareness. The numbers are way up. In fact, they're back up to 2008 numbers because of all the services used for COVID-19. Attention has not been on tuberculosis, and we need to get that attention back because they are doing a lot of research and they hope to just knock this out. If you can, you know, do anything, maybe help out with a little donation, you can go to tbfacts.org, learn more about it, and there is, of course, a link for donations. When we get back, we're going to talk about our events for today, and we're going to play a little trivia. Hey, we've got some exciting news for the podcast. You can now use Alexa to listen to our podcast. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry if I just set off your device. But you know what? You can hear me on Alexa every day. Dang it, I did it again. I'm sorry. But the bottom line is, I can be part of your flash briefing. So go and add our Alexa skill called Learn About Today to your flash briefing and listen to our podcast every morning automatically on your, you know, device there that I won't say the name of. All right, and welcome back. We're going to take a look at our events for today. We're going to start in 1874. Magician Harry Houdini, who just, you know, I mean, come on, an awesome guy. I've talked about him plenty on this podcast because, I'm just kind of fascinated by him. He was born on this day in 1874. And, you know, because I'm so fascinated with him, maybe instead of just giving you some facts about Harry Houdini, I should play a little trivia. And I can't do that by myself, so I'm going to bring on Alexis Monville. He hosts Le Podcast on Emerging Leadership. Alexis, you want to play a little trivia?
Oh, of course. That's my turn to be embarrassed. So, okay, good.
Okay, well, let's give it a shot here. We're going to learn a little about Harry Houdini. So he wasn't always a magician. He actually started his career in his teens, but prior to that, he did have another job. Do you have any idea what he did prior to becoming a magician?
So before being able to escape all situations?
Right.
I don't know. I'm really tempted to say he was a thief, so he learned how to unlock all the locks.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. What he did prior made no sense at all. He made neckties. Worked at a necktie factory. Can you believe that? Well, I guess, you know, tying one of those neckties sometimes can be a magic trick in itself. So there you go. All right. Now, his wife, Bess, was also his stage assistant. How long did they know each other before they got married?
Oh, I would guess, let's say that was forever. That was the first love of his life, and they knew each other from childhood.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Well, they only knew each other 3 weeks before they got married, and they were married until the day he died. That, my friend, there is a magic trick.
Okay.
Meet somebody and stay married in three weeks. Oh, man. All right, and one more for you. Final question. What day did Harry Houdini die?
No idea. So let's say it's the performance day. So it's no idea.
Okay, here's the eerie one. Halloween.
Ah!
Yeah, he died on Halloween. So there you go. All right. Well, I threw you under the bus with this whole Harry Houdini random trivia thing. Obviously, you don't talk about that on your podcast. Can you tell us a little about what you do talk about on your podcast?
Yeah. We talk about leadership. So we talk about the idea is to get more people to have more leadership skills. So it's getting guests on the podcast that will share their experiences and that will really help people to, with their insights, to take actions to really change the way their organization, their teams are working. So really help people, regular people, not managers or not anything, that's people in teams to learn from the experiences of book authors or leaders or developers and so on, product builders and so on.
That's awesome. So you're learning from probably the mistakes and the wins and losses, I guess, from your guests.
Yeah, the guests that I prefer are the ones that dare to share their mistakes, and a lot of them are. And usually, that's where the learnings are the best. So yeah, that's exactly that.
Yeah, and I learned so much on this podcast, you see, because I make so many mistakes. No. Hey, we're going to bring you back on Monday, and we'll talk to you more a little about mom and pop businesses as we celebrate a national day on Monday. But right now, let's take a look at some of our other events for today. In 1905, pioneering French science fiction author Jules Verne died in France on this day in 1905. In 1958, rock and roll teen, Elvis Presley, was drafted into the U.S. Army. We've talked plenty about that on this show. Some interesting things happened while he was away. In 1980, ABC's nightly Iran hostage crisis program was renamed Nightline. Believe it or not, I just watched the movie Argo for the first time this last weekend. It's kind of awesome. I had no idea. All right, let's take a look at some of our birthdays for today. We've got Allison Hannigan turning 47. Lacey Evans is 31. Jessica Chastain is 44. Tommy Hilfiger is 70. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, Harry Houdini, born on this day in 1874, died on Halloween in 1912. 26. Louis Anderson, by the way, 68 today. That's your look at March 24th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.